Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Savage Gil. You'll be joining us very shortly. And once Gil calls in, we will give a review and a breakdown of TLC tonight. So in the meantime, we say we go with a track. And I say we go with... I'm thinking... the Avengers, King Kong.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
That's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry.
Me my opinion, I'ma tell you what I'm thinking about. I don't bite my lip for no one, I thought you don't figure it out. That I'm a living weapon, yeah, this bomb is ticking loud. I'm about to detonate like a grenade with a pin out. I know they mental's weak, these Jedi play some mind tricks. These haters jellyfish, they swim my ocean spineless. You see these underground Avengers I conspire with. We so deep off in these trenches, our career is timeless. See, I'm connected to the corners of the underground. You don't wanna rumble in the jungle, we don't fuck around. So fuck the industry, my attitude to shut them down. We'll show these bitches how we play and then we're tunnel bound. I know that you can't stand the truth and won't admit this. I'm a factor in these streets and I'm on top of my business. The way you think is how your name got on my shit list. Before I'm done, I'll bend it over, you can kiss
this. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong, gone, gone, gone. King Kong, gone, gone, gone. I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong, gone, gone, gone.
Yeah, bitch, I'm back, it's out of business. They never saw it coming. Told them I had a hit list. Now I'm getting ridiculous. Niggas about to go missing. I'ma take this over with drama. I'm young and reckless. I'm right now. Beast on a mission, bitches, I'll bite down. Other rappers trying to get loud like mufflers, just bite down. Bust you with that energy, kill them, call me that Red Bull. Sicker than these bitches that think they sick, it's y'all dead too. This shit's a movement and I'ma do it the best. Why the fuck you think we squatted? The wicked, we never rest. Aiming for that success. I'm captain, I got a star that's embedded up in my flesh. Merger is not a test, it's count down into what is next. So buddy, best call it Fury, cause we about to impress. Yeah, ha, I said we about to impress. Everybody's about to get on the wagon, ride the express.
Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong, gone, gone, gone. I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong, gone. King Kong, gone. I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong.
I'm about my business. Nobody wanna fuck up in about my hit list. And I'm about to rid this world of perpetrating counterfeit bitch shit. I pull that kick though. Run up a dish spot into your body with a big hoe. Stick to with a sick flow. I'm crazy, I'm better, like walk with no big toe. Beast mode like King Kong. More murder my theme song. You feel a little froggy jump coming, I'll be all up in your ass like a green tone. Beat on my fucking chest. On a fucking vest, go really cap peeler, take a shot at the killer. You wanna rumble in the jungle, then be my guest. I'm jumping out the bushes just like it was 09. Like Bane left brain up on crutches, Batman a broke spine. You're falling down on your knees, forgiveness, no time. The ice I got in my veins will leave you snow blind. Avengers on a mission, they gon' be a strong collision. These haters keep on wishing they ain't make the wrong decision. I got a proposition, more like a premonition. Call up the mortician, busting heads is a tradition.
They let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong, gone, gone, gone. King Kong, gone, gone. I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong, gone, gone.
Aye, up next, Lil White sold my soul.
Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 600 threescore.
I sold my soul. boy with some lyrics involved, found one in his own home, it's on. Better understand, I help build everything you fucking see. From now on, any white rapper that drops has gotta go through me. Cause it's the phonies, they fake, they snitches, they snakes. And I swear to God, when I go to hell,
KMK, proud to be a stoner.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's a little confusing to me. All these people sitting on their high horses, looking down on us for smoking the plant, growing a plant. Well, I believe in nature's laws. I just want to be free.
Smoking weed at the age of 18. I moved out my house, started writing the rap beats. I moved to Hollywood, we was up on the scene. Then with D-Lo, Johnny Rick, and my homeboy Steve. We was teenagers, yeah, living the dream. Looking up to Daddy X, trying to do this rap thing. On the first couple songs, it was bomb, bomb. We was so high, getting blowed off the skunk. Having 15s in the trunk down Melrose. Bitches in the club, getting drunk, spin flows. Trying to get a record deal, we getting signed. I was broke with no money, but that was back in 95. I'm proud of smoke weed and I'm proud of what we done. I'm proud of the kings and I'm proud of everyone. I'm proud my name is D-Lo, no joke son. And I'm proud when I'm a dad, when I have a daughter or a son.
Thinking a different kind of me, a brand new religion, one that's never been rehearsed, but it's cursed, and this curse can mean the end of this earth. So many people worry about the troubles that they got at hand. Too many simple solutions, just destroying the land. And when it's all said and done, how we gonna tell our kids that we did the best we could, but we know that we didn't? It's getting crazy, summer's hot, winter's freezing, hurricanes getting stronger, tearing up the southern region. Big fires taking lives, yo, it's pure destruction. We're at a fork in the road, time to choose the right junction. Before there's nothing left, we need to stop this regression. Get all the leaders of the world together in a session. Only then is there a shot that our kids will thrive. In a world that is growing, I just want to survive.
And we're back. What up, Ghetto?
And remember, kids, Freaking Out comes out Tuesday.
And remember, kids, the spear does not always work. Just look at Roman Reigns. He speared a table. And then a chair.
Well, technically, he speared JBL, but yeah.
Well, technically, he speared JBL's chair.
Oh no. Guess I kind of missed that part since the shit freezes up.
Yeah. JBO got out of the way and fucking Roman Reigns ended up spearing the fucking table. Not the table, the chair. And then somehow, some way, he managed to hurt his eye from spearing a fucking chair.
Then he was the governor for the rest of the match.
Until he tried to spear fucking CM Punk again and ended up spearing fucking Dean Ambrose.
Now, see, I thought they were both going to win their matches, but I guess they really hate Daniel Bryan that much.
I guess so. Especially the fact, in the words of JBL, he looks like a spider. Like spider-like. And in the words of Jerry King Lawler, you mean exorcist-like.
Man, somebody else quoted that, said something about he looks Spanish-like. Like, I don't remember them saying that, though.
Yeah, that would be me that quoted that by accident.
You said that, too. Somebody else posted that, too.
Yeah, I don't remember too many Spanish people looking like that.
Speaking of which, where were the Spanish people? They weren't at their table.
They were there, and then they left because of the Spanish announce table got destroyed yet again.
Dude, I didn't see them sitting there the whole time.
Well, they got introduced, and then other than that, nobody gave a fuck because of the fact it was English.
Because it's English.
Yes.
So that handicap match was the first match, right?
Yeah, it was.
So who won the kickoff show?
Fandango.
That's funny as hell. They said, fuck you, Dolph Ziggler.
Well, I think it's to the fact, you know, you had Summer Rae get up on the apron and start yelling at fucking Dean at Dolph Ziggler because of the fact he got up on the fucking rope and he was about ready to fucking suplex Fandango off the rope. So she started yelling in his ear.
That's all right. She's just screaming my ear.
Tonight's pay-per-view was actually pretty good, except for the whole Miz versus Kofi.
Man, they didn't need that at all.
Hell nah.
It was indeed a good pay-per-view. The matches were pretty good until they got to that point.
And all because of the fact they started fighting during the pre-show.
We've seen them fight for the past, like, month now.
I mean, come on, even fucking R-Truth versus Brutus Clay was good.
And all it was Brutus Clay beating him up.
Exactly.
Yes, that's usually how matches go whenever I'm playing a match. I fucking whoop their ass, and then I screw up one thing, and then boom, I lose.
Yeah, man, so it's just funny because, you know, the second match after that was AJ versus Natalya.
Yeah, which you completely spelled her name wrong. But anyway.
Hey, I mean, that was a good match. I mean, especially, like I said, the way fucking Natalya, you know, as she managed to get out of the fucking Black Widow.
Well, look at the size of Natalya and then look at the size of AJ. If she can't counter shit from her, there's something wrong.
And, of course, you had Big E Langston versus Damian Sandow right after that match.
I was hoping Sandow would win. But they really don't like him either.
Yeah, no.
Big E, man, he got better things going for him. Than, like, the Usos or Damian Sandow, Ryback.
Oh, bud. Well, at least Ryback so damn win the titles. They were the first ones to be fucking eliminated.
Introducing Crybaxel's new manager, Missile.
A.K.A. Boo Bear 2.0.
That's It's a big leap there, man. They don't look anything alike or anything.
No, but they both fucking like every damn thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that do that, though.
Yeah. And, of course, let's see. I think it's funny how fucking Big Show didn't just knock out fucking Cody Rhodes as he was flying towards him. I mean, come on. You knocked out both Swagger and Cesaro, but you couldn't knock out Cody Rhodes. You just had to swat him.
Man, I didn't even care who won that match. It was a good match, though, but, like, I didn't give a fuck who won. I didn't want any of them to be the champions.
But I have a feeling there's going to be a rematch between Natalya and AJ.
Shocker.
I mean, it's not about the way AJ won by, you know, grabbing Natalya's hair.
So what, man? That's what bitches do.
But at least John Cena does not have the title.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah, I mean, Punk
that
defeated
one,
the
that one
by
point
himself.
Wherever, that one point when Randy Orton fell through the table and Cena climbed the ladder, I was like, this better not even be the end of the match. Because this would be a fucking terrible match.
Yep, nope, it ended with fucking Orton yanking fucking Cena off the fucking ladder. Into a fucking table.
Jeez, man. It took you three tries to get that right. Yeah, man, it ended very well. Smacking
yeah.
John Cena's face off a table and Randy Orton winning. Oh.
Yeah, fucking Cena must have a thick head because of the fact if you noticed as they were taking that table out, there was a crack in the table.
Yeah, well, them tables are pretty fucking cheap.
Well, true.
I mean, Big Show stepped on one and it broke.
That's true.
But I love how the last time they had a match like that, he handcuffed him and he beat his ass, and now he handcuffed him again and beat his ass.
Yeah, you think fucking Cena would have been smart not to let himself get handcuffed to the fucking rope for a second time.
I was wondering what the fuck he was looking for underneath the mats, man. I'm like, what the fuck's he doing?
Yeah, I mean, shit, man, like, for like a minute, you know, like I thought he was going to fucking pull the mats up and deliver, like a fucking DDT to the fucking, that fucking DDT that he does to the fucking concrete.
So, how did John Cena get out of the handcuffs?
He did it.
So he's still walking around with, like, the ring rope?
Oh, no. When the match ended, I guess, well, again, the referee had a pair of handcuff keys and uncuffed them.
That was funny as hell, dude. Just fucking threw the keys in the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's even funny is the fact that Cena has all this strength to pick up the Big Show and fucking Big Daddy V, but yet he can't break some pathetic chains on a fucking pair of handcuffs.
Do you know how strong handcuffs are? There ain't no way he's fucking breaking out of that.
but did he break like a pair one time before or someone did? Or was it Big Show?
I sure hope it wasn't him. he kept trying to break shit off of him, man. Like, smacking him with a steel chair. Yeah, you'll get out then. Fucking dumbass.
Trying to smack it with the fucking steel steps. That's gonna work.
Smacked it with the ladder. That piece of shit ladder. Yeah, it's going to break it.
Cena.
You may be strong, but shit, you ain't got no brains using a fucking steel fucking chair and another ladder.
Well,
at least
he didn't just lay there and, you know, just stayed stuck. At least he realized that he could just take the turnbuckle off.
Yeah, it takes the fucking rope with him.
Well, yeah, that shit ain't gonna just come off.
What's even funny is the fact that, okay, so one-handed was fucking cuffed. You still could have fucking lifted your arm to take the fucking belts off, but no, he was trying to figure a way to take the belts down with one hand. Dumbass.
I don't know. Who gives a fuck? At least he lost. That's all that matters.
I'm just saying, I mean, come on. If you could climb up the fucking steel of a fucking ladder with the turnbuckles with the fucking rope the way he did, I'm sure he could have grabbed that fucking title, you know, while fucking Orton was down, but no, he just had to try to find a way to do so.
I really hate how fucking Orton would get to the top of the ladder and then just fuck around, step back down, and step back up. Like, motherfucker, you could have just grabbed that shit like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That shit right there. And what's even funny is the fact that,
again, Cena wasn't even knocked out that much.
So fucking, if I weren't doing that, fucking, you know, that could have given fucking Cena fucking perfect, like, plenty of time to get back up. But no, he just laid there like a fucking idiot.
I don't know. Surprisingly, that match wasn't even that great.
Nah.
It's the main event, man. What the hell? How is that going to be not so good?
I mean, come on. The last fucking TLC match that fucking Cena was in, I think it was against Wade Barrett. And Cena used every inch of the fucking ring.
That's when he made all the chairs fall on him.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Why the fuck did you just do that tonight? Like, you know, either one of them fucking just drag your opponent to the fucking top of the fucking stage and just drop all the chairs on him.
So speaking of which, in that Miz match, did they even use any weapons?
Not too sure.
It was a no disqualification match. Did they even use any fucking weapons?
Probably not. Yeah. I don't think they did.
But I definitely agreed with everything AJ said though.
I do too.
Definitely everything's a joke. I definitely agree. I mean, a small girl like herself is a champion, and the big beastly bitches can't beat her up. The Divas division is a joke. Or you have people like the Big Show that can't beat people like Rey Mysterio or Cody Rhodes. But at least they gave us a good pay-per-view. Good job, WWE.
Yeah. Unlike fucking Survivor Series, which was not that great.
And Battleground sucked.
Man, Battleground was just absolutely horrible. Hell in a Cell was horrible, too.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking bad, too. What was that one before? What was the one before Battleground?
I think it was. Let me find out.
Was SummerSlam bad this year?
little bit, yeah.
I don't even remember what the fuck happened.
Let's see. Okay, yeah. The aftermath, that was the one that was before, let's see, you had Payback, Money in the Bank. And then SummerSlam.
Yeah, at least Payback was good, though.
And then after SummerSlam, it was Night of Champions.
Yeah, I think that sucked, too.
Yeah, there's Night of Champions before Battleground.
Yeah, I just remember there being a couple very bad pay-per-views. And this is why we don't waste our money.
Well, I mean, at least tonight I didn't really waste my money, because, I mean, tonight was actually a good, pay-per-view.
Yeah, you actually bought a good one. Congratulations.
Yeah. Next up, the Royal Rumble.
Well, that's going to be good. Well, unless they make John Cena win. Mainly just because that's my favorite pay-per-view, the Royal Rumble.
Well, we know the Wyatt's going to be part of it now this year.
Hopefully. Maybe they may not even make it.
And maybe even... Kane will probably be part of it, too.
And do what?
I have no idea. More
I bet
or less,
you, especially they bring back, like, Brock Lesnar. He'll be in it.
Well, as long as Alberto Del Rio is not in it, I'll be happy.
And of course he's going to be in it. It's his destiny.
Bad. You sound a hell of a lot more like Estrada than you did fucking Del Rio.
And I also enjoyed that Brawling Buddies play with the primetime players. That was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, especially the fact you had fucking Vicky and Brad Bell's getting fucking joining with them.
Cully comes in like, oh, like, what did you just say? What did he just say? Like, don't spit on me. And Vicky Guerrero's like, he's kind of cute. And he's like, you think Brodus is cute?
Oh, Vicky. Yeah, and then fucking Kane comes in. They drop the fucking things. Or give him the fucking Kane or something like that. Kane picks him up, and he just knocks out fucking Cena with one of them.
But you see that? Kane was playing with Brodus Clay, and boom, go into the match, and Brodus Clay's evil. Uh-oh. sign of things to come.
Well, luckily... My WWE night is not finished yet.
Must be watching that terrible NXT.
Why the fuck is my damn Hulu Plus subscription on hold? What the fuck?
That's a yes.
No, I was planning on going to watch NXT or...
That's what I just said, dumb shit.
Oh. What the fuck is my shit on hold for? What the hell?
It's on hold. The fuck do you mean it's on hold?
I mean, it says on hold.
Okay.
I don't even know why. Ah,
not what it is.
No, that's not it.
No, that's definitely it. I've got to remember my fucking card number.
Yeah, that would help.
Set my card downstairs. I'm just going to have to go get that now.
Yay!
Yeah, I completely forgot that I didn't even update the fucking thing on my Hulu Plus.
What?
I said I completely forgot I didn't update my Hulu Plus account.
Well, how dare you?
And I said, no, I gotta find my card. Oh, there it is. No, yep, there it is.
No, that's not it.
Track here while I do this.
Yay!
Hold on, I knew it's Christmas track. Let me get to it. Here we go, Pandora's Toy Box featuring Liz Astaroth. Slave to the Sleigh.
Life.
And we're back. So, Ghetto, what'd you think?
Good, I guess. Wasn't really losing it. It's like my dog was afraid of that.
Probably.
Because it was...
I mean, I thought it was fucking badass, and it is now part of the mixtape. Now we just need, I don't know, just a couple more.
Oh, that was a Christmas song.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, the Christmas track. Sent to us by our very own Lily Astaroth.
Well, there you go.
Now we just gotta wait and see if Sam Grimm is gonna submit something.
Maybe.
Then we'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then we'll have officially 10 tracks. Too Fast Flow trying to submit something. So then we'll have 11 tracks.
So you think.
No, that's what we're supposed to have. One from him, too. Let's just hope he doesn't skip.
No, man, it was just that one song. And the other one was fun.
I think before I watch NXT, I'm going to watch the rest of Total Divas. Let's see what happens to Natalya. Considering the fact she entered three mode. Yes, I said Brie mode.
Okay.
In other words, Natalya was drunk as fuck, and she ended up drunk calling Stephanie.
Nah, that's why she lost.
Oh, shut up, Nikki. You heard her. You got big titties.
Harden on her, you got big titties. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, apparently her heart hurts because of the fact John Cena won't have kids with her and won't marry her.
Yeah, he already bought your tits, man. Now calm down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the one thing that, you know, we could be thankful for of John Cena, buying tits for Nikki.
That's about it.
Now, if only Daniel Bryan would buy tits for fucking Nikki for Brie.
Nah, man, she actually looks good, man, like the way she is.
There's so much
she'd look,
mosquito.
She'd look weird, man. She got some implants.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Then she wouldn't be flying around all like she does now.
That's true. Because she might end up popping something.
What the hell is this? Alibaba and 40 Thieves.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, apparently it's a movie.
Eva Marie, shut the fuck up. Just sit there and look good. But I guess we go to another track here. How about Chris Calico featuring Twisted? Wannabe.
I'm very truthful when I'm bustin', get my point across, minimal cussin'.
Y'all know this here.
Looking like a wild boy, but I'm really a choir boy. Most niggas wanna tell you when they bluffin'.
They keep it real.
No more Mr. Nice Guy, doubt I ever be the same if you shout my way. I don't speak in vain, I'm Christian, but keep a saying, and Christopher's patience is about dry. Homie, toughy, toughy, you niggas been since I had the huffy. Never bluffing, the good boy, mommy and daddy love me. A few scuffling, scuff knees, let bullies up above me. Ice puffy, they only living cause they be lucky. But my bigger brother told me take another ass whooping and see. If I don't rock him, sock him, roll bottom, he bend me over his knee. He showed me the one hitter quitter, they bigger than hit him in the liver. Open up a cannon in the liver.
What you want me to be a killer? Don't bring out the things in me you can't feel. We're not fine. Killer, maybe keep to the next place. I'll say a while.
What you want me to just wild out on you? Wanna see me clown now, don't you? Want me to be a
association, people like expect me to be something I'm not, man. I was raised in the church, you know what I'm saying? I got a dark side, but I still represent the love of God, you know what I'm saying?
Coming from the good, rapping I'm a good, and you're getting
Farmer.
Never been a blood, but nigga, what if you wanna
start war?
I got some killers on the payroll. Keep them at bay, cause I'm an angel. Let me explain. I make my music to travel. What I say baffles, you can't help you out. Think I can do better, nigga, than help me out. My wits is what make me my hits, but I never be selling out. It out. I'ma do what I do, even if it only get hurt by a few. Who the hell are you? Who can I catch now? Never got the glue. Stick it to him, I'm flying. Do with the zoo. Yeah, I can't kill him on every verse, so I just curse him. That's why I frequently speak of myself in third person. Cali, baby, carry my weight. Make no mistake, you're late on the protege of the great Aaron D. Yates. Killing with beats and bars so it can beat in people's cars. I'm freaking if they see supplies. If you're
what
leaving,
you want
I'm
me to
call.
Be a
killer, don't wait. The things in me you can't feel. We're not fine.
Killer,
maybe keep to the next place. I'll stay a while.
What you want me to just wild out on you? Wanna see me clown now, don't you? Want me to be a killer
for a minute before I get who I am?
Do you wanna be?
Yeah, I tell people all the time, like, I don't know what you expected me to be. When they meet me, they're like, you're this nice dude. I'm like, I'm just crazy in my music and on stage and in real life a little bit, but I'm really a nice guy though, you know.
Listen, be killing them since 99, right? Can't see me in the daytime with a flashlight. People think I'm the reaper, listen, stricken from fear. Cali knocks them off their feet. Twisted, you take it from here.
Don't think I'm bullshitting. Everybody wanna get up under my skin when I'm through with them. Gotta find another way to get the anger out, but change route, and I'm losing them. Don't wanna be the same dang game in the game to maintain fame. I'd rather be different to make a name when I lay, but all you wanna do is take it away. Hey, when I say that, you
stuck in the game with a bunch of shameless worms that are nameless. A grateful place gonna come save them days for us, all because you wanted to push me. Now I'm dangerous. Hang with a strange gang and pains where I came bringing in stains with the brains making me do, but you're to blame, ain't ya? I hope you understand that I've tried to be a peaceful man, but all they wanted from me is that crazy. I don't understand.
I'm not a bit trained, not a bit smart. Always come hard when I speak from the heart. Always heartfelt with the words that I can't, cause I spit it with the passion and call it sick. And when they call it sick, do I need the medicine to keep me on track and away from the edge? Cause if I lose control, I'm going on a killing binge, and I won't stop killing till everybody is dead. I'm talking to my brain, but it does not reciprocate. It is only concerned with fame. I want to kill them all away. Everyone that stands in my way, they want to bring the night upon me and let it consume the day. I should grow weak instead of stay strong, because their love is unconditional. Even though that I'm wrong, at least they tell me that I'm wrong when I know I'm probably right. That's why I'm walking with the dead and I don't sleep awake at night.
Because church folk got limits too, that limits you to ministry.
And we're back.
Yeah, we are.
So, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow night on Raw?
Shield's gonna beat up CM Punk.
Well, that's gonna happen regardless of no matter what.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you know? The AJ Lee match and AJ Lee and Natalya match was actually longer than 2 minutes for once.
Yeah, see that?
It was 6 minutes and 35 seconds long.
It was only 6 minutes. It felt longer than that.
Yeah. That's okay. The fucking Fandango Dolph Ziggler match was shorter. It was only 4 minutes. CM Punk versus The Shield was 13 minutes. Big E versus Damian Sandow, 6 minutes. The Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Match was 21 minutes. R-Truth got beat up for 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Kingston versus Miz, a match that did not need to happen. It was 8 minutes long.
That was 8 minutes long?
Damn. Yeah. The Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan was 12 minutes and 24 seconds long. And
holy shit, man. That Last of Us game got another game coming out.
Damn. Let's see. Orton versus Cena was 24 minutes and 36 seconds long.
Hey, here's your game right here. Thief.
And that's only for PS4.
What?
That's only for PS4.
No, it's not. It's for PS3. Why does it say PS3 in it?
I keep seeing PS4 for it. Awesome. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is the one that's coming out is actually a part of the series.
Hey, look, here's Havish game right here. Marvel vs. Cape Cod. Origins.
Wait, you say Marvel vs. Cape Cod?
Yeah, I think I did. But Capcom.
So Marvel's facing is going up against Cape Cod, Massachusetts now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Thief is a part of, like I said, is part of a series of games.
You can get the Amazing Spider-Man game for $35.
Yep.
How do you get to all the fucking video games on here?
I don't know. But,
you don't
yeah,
know?
Man, listen,
nigga, I'm talking about on the PlayStation, man. How do you get to all the games to show?
Hold on. Let's get it out of Hulu Plus. I'll watch NXT tomorrow before Raw when I get home from work. Since I'm working 1 to 5 tomorrow. Owie.
What the hell? You could play Borderlands 2 for free?
Only if you're a Plus member.
Well, what the fuck? You ever play a game called Prey?
Nope.
No, not the type of Prey you're thinking of.
Still, no.
Talking about Prey as in, like, an animal's Prey.
No.
Oh, heaven forbid Havoc would know anything about Prey. Sing?
Trying to find all the games. It looks Spartacus for free. Tank and Revolution for free. DC Universe Online free.
Man, I've seen that shit. It doesn't even work.
Yeah, I think you need a fucking CD or something like, or a disc or something like that for it.
Expensive as fuck. What the hell? Why can't they be cheaper if you're not buying the actual game?
Yeah, I know, right? There we go, digital. Assassin's Creed Liberation, Doki Doki Universe.
Doki Doki?
That's what it's called, Doki Doki.
The fuck is in?
No, it's under digital only games.
Yeah, but what the fuck is Doki Doki?
I have no idea.
Oh, there it is. Doki Doki. It's a fucking thing with no arms and a balloon. For $15. Get the hell out of here.
Strength of the Sword 3.
Seriously, why can't I not see all the games they have on here?
I don't know. Blood Knights, Contrast, Soul Calibur, Stick It to the Man, Velocity, Wonder Book, Walking with Dinosaurs, The Amen 2.
That fucking movie coming out.
Yeah.
The hell is this? You can buy music on here too?
Yeah. Probably not that much good music up on here, though.
Hey, look, you can watch season 4 of The Walking Dead for $2.
Yeah, I saw that.
If you know, I watched the whole thing for free. Or look, you could have got TLC right there.
I did. That's actually how I watched it tonight.
Watched on your PlayStation?
Yeah.
Look, you can watch SmackDown, too. Who wants to pay to watch SmackDown?
I don't know.
$3 to watch SmackDown. SmackDown is not worth $3.
It is to them.
Why do I want to pay $3 for each episode of SmackDown? You gotta be smoking crack.
Hey, look, Fairy Tale. What episodes? Or I should say, what season? I don't want season 1 fuck out of here. That's all. I already saw of season 1.
You gotta pay $2 to watch TNA.
Yeah. The fuck? Why is TNA cheaper than fucking SmackDown?
We all know why.
One, two. Ah, there we go. How much it costs to get all, to buy all these, or rent all these? Is it all season 1? What the fuck?
Yep.
That's one, Allied Forces Assemble were part of season 2. Along with Enter the Arrestion 6.
Well, no, hey, look, awesome. You can play this Lego game for free.
Of course you mentioned that.
Well, it's the fucking Avengers. Well, it's the fucking demo.
Someone just got shot. Someone just got shot.
I want to try the free demo of this Payday game.
I want to try the free demo of Legos.
Legos, man! Why do I got to download this to play this game? Why can't I just play it?
What the fuck is Legos for PS3?
Under demos, nigga, damn.
And I'm there, but all I'm seeing is Puppeteer, Payday, Doki Doki, Rainbow Moon, The Wolf Among Us, Grid 2, Castlevania.
What the hell? It was one of the first three. I don't understand. It was just there.
Oh, there it is. Try free demo.
So how do I play the demo now?
I don't know. We'll have to figure this out ourselves.
What the hell do you mean you don't know?
We will have to figure out the controls ourselves.
Here we go. Is this it? I already downloaded it, nigga, damn.
Jay and Ray 4, go the fuck away. Motherfucker. Really, the minute I fucking put and hit download in background, it just has to start fucking downloading faster. Let's see, Castlevania, How to Survive. I want to check out that Beyond game, though. Because I keep seeing it in Redbox.
Not annoying or anything.
Well, my shit's not finished downloading it, but yeah, it usually goes on the games, and once it's done, you just gotta click it and it's got install.
It just downloaded, but where the fuck does it go? It's not showing anywhere.
Go to download management and see if it's is it completely done downloading.
How the fuck do I do that?
Download manager is under network.
Do I gotta get out from where I'm at?
Yes.
I Look, I got an annoying noise too. Download management.
You guys know that came out of sound. I don't know what the fuck it was though.
The hell pending 3%. Oh, it's because this one's downloading too.
What the fuck is sound for the boot for the fucking bleach one, motherfucker? Man, that shit's beat.
It's go back to 3.5. Howie.
Yep.
Owie.
Yeah, these are all sound from Deadpool the game.
Look, there's bust to be playing NHL 14.
What a shocker.
Wow, this guy's still on 2K14. How about that? I am over the moon happy.
Who the fuck says that besides Bree?
Well, why don't you go ahead and play a song, man?
Sounds good. Let's go with Christmas Rock. Christmas. Let's go with a random Christmas track.
A murder city Christmas, west side, east side. On the east side where we ride or die, blowing green trees underneath Christmas lights. Got the sweet leaf passing when the time is right. I'm a killer motherfucker tonight. On the west side, Santa smokes PCP. Wrecked his sleigh and got stuck in a tree. Crackheads climbed up and robbed his ass, butt naked, found him in the dumpster trash. On the east side, we keeping it red-green. Smoking on a fatty, was trimming the Christmas tree. Ain't nobody on the streets because it's too cold. In the murder city, blood turns to red icicle. On the west side, it's more cold than presents. Headed out to the kids, my dog got a representative of Christmas Eve. A black ass snow, the only white part of your sea is bagged and sold.
Oh,
I'm not a Scrooge, I'm a serial killer, tired of wearing some bloody snow boots, tired of having to choke my way through the holidays, so I'ma do it right this time and get paid.
On the west side, we got Santa the crackhead, he'll get you a VCR for a dime bag, he's fat and old, but here's the difference, his beard's Grand Nephew and it smells like piss.
On the east side, if your window's open, just know somebody probably scoping. You should know that shit gets hot like every day, even around Christmas time, we don't play.
Saint Nick a bite of that whopper, the greedy little bitch. Oh, ho, ho.
And we're back. Abed, how about that? Daniel Bryan proposed to Bree in the middle of the woods.
We're here.
Yeah. And it's funny because they walk even further into the woods and there's a bunch, there's like a shitload of tables. And both their families just come out of the woods and are having dinner in the woods.
That's a bit strange.
Yeah, they're having an engagement party in the woods.
Nothing screams murder like a bunch of people in the woods.
Oh, bud.
Like, seriously, what the fuck? Why are they hiding in the woods?
I don't know, bud. Like, if they show this one again, you got to watch it. It's just funny as all hell because of that. They walk straight into the middle of the woods with the tables and there's a fucking band playing.
Well, is it over? Is it over now?
Let's see. There's another episode coming on at 12:38.
So it comes on again at 12:38?
Yep.
So it's over now, though?
Yeah.
And then it comes on again? What the hell? They just keep replaying it?
Well, yeah. That, well, it was the season finale.
Season finale? Damn. I didn't see any of those episodes. Like AJ said, that show is a joke.
Oh, well, look, it comes back on the 23rd, same episode as tonight.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't still got TLC on, man. Then you don't you get that twice?
Nope. You only get it once.
Oh, but pay-per-view gives you it twice.
Yeah, I know. Hey, look, Monday on the 23rd, Black Christmas will be on Sci-Fi, which means we get to see Michelle Trachtenberg be killed by a psychotic killer.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Well, you can watch it on the 23rd at 3 a.m.
I'll be sure to remember that. And what channel is that on? What? You completely
Sci-fi
cut
channel.
Out. What did you say? Sci-fi.
Yep.
You sure it's not on, like, on demand for free or something?
I don't know, but... Let's see. They're going to have Vipers that day, Anaconda 3,
Anaconda, The Trail of Blood, The Devil's Advocate.
How many Anaconda movies are there?
Too many.
I thought there was like one.
Yeah, we thought there was. Let's see, after The Devil's Advocate, it's The Matrix. Followed by Batman Begins. Followed by Frank Miller's Sin City.
These are holiday movies?
I guess so. Followed by Haven, followed by Twilight.
So is that Black Christmas movie any good?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, that came out years ago.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it yet. I might bootleg it.
Bootleg it? You can watch it on TV like you just said.
Yeah, the 23rd. Well, at least by bootlegging it, I ain't got to worry about commercials.
Yeah. Oh, shit, even on demand, they give you fucking commercials.
Exactly. That's why when I bootleg it, I make sure there's no commercials.
Damn commercials.
But yeah, no, man, like, I don't know. Like, throughout that entire fucking dinner between with Daniel Bryan and Brie, I was expecting for the Wyatt family to just fucking start running out and start attacking people.
We're here.
Yeah, that would have been perfect to see.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan and Brie having dinner with their family, and the awesome thing you see is Bray Wyatt fucking crawling out of the woods like The Exorcist.
That'd be really funny.
And then from the other side, you see Eric Rowan in the fucking sheet mask.
That'd be just like, you're next, if you ever seen that.
Man, I still gotta watch that movie.
The movie fucking sucks. hired somebody to kill your family, and then you failed. Because then you died.
All I know is I'm looking forward to getting the Wolverine on DVD, plus Blu-ray, plus digital download.
Oh, yeah. I saw it in Target the other day.
Yeah, even though I wanted the complete collection, but no, let's get that one DVD. That's okay. I have the money. I'll buy the rest of the collection myself.
just can't be happy, can you?
Nope. Let's see. Let's go into Mom's account and see if she ordered anything else for me for Christmas.
You a nebby motherfucker. Man, if I was her, I'd change my password.
Except I know all the passwords that she'd use.
Oh, man. If I was her, I'd come with one you never even fucking think of. Like, your dad's birthday. I'll see you get in then, motherfucker.
What the fuck? She ordered a fucking tent for our cats.
A tent?
Yes.
I guess you're going on a camping trip sometime soon.
Well, the cat probably is.
Where's that for you?
No, it's for the cat. For their fucking cat pad.
That's a strange thing. I've never seen a cat tent.
Yeah, apparently it goes over the cat pan.
so it goes over to litter box?
Yeah.
And what does that do?
Apparently it gives the cat privacy.
Man, it doesn't stop the smell of fucking shit and piss, though.
Let's see what else you got for the cats. Let's see. You got best feline friend, tuna and salmon sweet cheeks cat food. And ethical, pet wide, durable, heavy gauge, plastic, colorful springs.
She ordered cat food offline?
Yeah, and cat springs. I don't see her. I don't
what
see
exactly
her
is cat springs?
I feel like there are springs, like a slinky in a way, but except for cats.
Cats have slinkies now?
I guess so.
So does the cat take it up the stairs and drop it down like we do with slinkies?
But they probably, they'll probably try.
I can't understand.
Man,
like the cat we got here, man, just likes to climb on everything and smack around bows and balls and shit.
I think what's even funny is the fact that she ordered this on the 10th. Oh, wait, no. Wait, what the fuck? Apparently she ordered it on September 16th.
Well, then it should be there.
No, it's they'll be shipped. It's... so far, it arrived in St. Paul, North Carolina, December 9th.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, and it's all coming from fucking Colorado. It all came from Colorado.
Man, I'd kill a motherfucker on the way down. Like at one time, Psychopathic Records made me wait 3 months for 2 CDs.
I remember that shit because fucking Faygo made me wait 3 months for my fucking Faygo.
Like they literally forgot about my order.
It's like, what the fuck?
And on top of that, the CD I ordered fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I actually saw a Big Hoodoo CD in the used CD store.
The fuck?
Yeah. Surprised that was there.
Yeah. About 2 days ordered the left order for Christmas. Because, well, on Amazon anyways.
What about Amazon?
Because apparently they're doing free shipping for Christmas.
That's nice of them.
Yeah. But I don't see anything I want there yet. Dude, did I just see Damien Sandow at the fucking table? What the hell?
Our two families. So thrilled that all of you could be here.
I thought you said that was over.
Well, I DVR'd it. But then I'm watching the DVR.
Congratulating Bri on her engagement. I wish one day a few more going to congratulate. Well,
Yeah, right. John Cena's gonna break up with you.
Yeah, but you ain't have no kids to see what the fuck, you crazy?
She can have kids with them, but she won't see them.
Yeah, because the kids will be like, you can't see me.
No, more like because they don't exist. War in your head, huh? We should listen to that song. You got that song?
War in Your Head?
Yeah, by Judge D.
I think we do. Let me look. Yep, here we go.
Down in crime, what if I could give you faith, stand up and
Hi, I'll be back. Fucking Sean Dunk was an idiot.
So did you ever upload that song, Hey George, by Aqualia?
Let me check. I'm going to have to re-download it.
You jackass.
Oh, yeah, I got to re-download it.
Where the fuck did it go?
Remember, it was on my laptop before, and I sent my laptop into Dell, and they gave me a new hard drive, which wiped everything.
Motherfucker.
But it shouldn't take that long for me to re-download.
Man, where the hell did you even find it at?
I think I found it somewhere on something.
Oh, yeah, really? Somewhere on something. I would have never guessed.
I think I Googled it, and I downloaded it that way. Let's see here. I don't want you to play. I want to fucking download it. There we go. Got it.
Did you go somewhere and somewhere on something?
Yeah. I went to the Fable Lovers. But yeah, no, Fondon was an idiot because fucking Natalia's talking to him, telling him that he just, you know, ask if he's seen Stephanie, and she did something that she shouldn't do. And his response is, oh, yeah? Did you make out with her?
Wow. that sounds like something I'd say. What a douche.
I called her by accident. Like, I guess it, like, 5 o'clock
in the morning. It's not funny. Stop. Have you seen her off today? Have you talked to her? No, I don't want to do. So I think it's worth apologizing. I really don't know how I'm going to handle this kind of situation. I don't know if I'm going to be fired. I'm really, really scared about what's going to happen.
Are you going to find her, Maddie?
You know what I mean? I don't even think she's going to remember it. Hey, look, the shield in the background. Fucking Seth Rollins. And Roman Reigns still look retarded. Even in the background, all blurred out. Yeah, that didn't really pick up anywhere. Hey, Steph. Oh, hi, Natalia. You drunk called me, bitch. Go the fuck away. You're fired.
Wouldn't surprise me.
It definitely wouldn't surprise me either. They'd probably say it's best for business.
Yeah, man, what kind of shit is that, man? What's best for business was you debuting a new title tonight, but you failed.
Yeah.
They were supposed to have one ready by the pay-per-view. Come on now. What the fuck are you doing?
They couldn't even handle that.
So what was the point of putting both of them titles above the ring then?
Yeah, right? I don't know.
I guess we're going to have some type of ceremony today for Raw.
Yay.
Like we've been having for the past, like, 2 weeks now.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
May as well make it for the night after the pay-per-view, too. Yeah, man up.
Honestly, like, I don't know why I left all those messages on your phone. I really was okay. So let me just stop you for a second, because I think it would be better if we responded to each one.
Hey, Seth, it's Annie calling. Tell your wife busy, but I just want to touch up my chest and I have. I feel like, you know, with my lineage and with me, you know, with my heart, I deserve to have a Divas Championship.
Yeah, she's ready to ride. Drunk.
Now.
You can't stain your shirt if you're not wearing your shirt. That's a nice commercial.
Yeah, you can't stain your shirt if you're not wearing your shirt. Thanks for pointing out the obvious. But oh, here we go with Hey George. Not officially uploaded to the soundboard.
It doesn't matter, there's too many to avoid. The boy that gets bullied every day and takes it.
Puts his hoodie on, walks around and fakes it. Feeling insecure, feeling like he's nothing. Disgusted and withdrawn from discussions.
So who cares now?
No one at all.
Anger evolved
with no one to call. Bottles it all in a quest for power.
Just to wash away the taste in his mouth that's sour. Is he a coward? Misunderstood or lost?
It doesn't matter, somebody don't pay the cost.
So his resolve, Sandy Hook,
Columbine,
that is gone,
in your mind,
on and on,
with rewind,
running by,
in the line,
in Boston,
kicking bomb,
in the Vaughn,
Pentagon,
9/11,
intertwined,
boom.
Hey, dog, where you going with that gun in your hand?
Michael Vick bites a pit in this given time.
That's because the evidence showed it was a clear crime.
And then Plexico shoots himself and gets the charge.
The law is the law. Why are you making this so hard? We're talking about facts, not emotions and race. You have it. Fact that the laws Florida has in place. If you're in fear of your life, then you have the right to take one.
But should you take orders from a law if he's a fake one? He was minding his business. I don't see why you don't get this.
Dismissible audio, and then there was no witness.
I'ma dismiss my brain, go on to free and flee insanity.
Two wrongs gon' make a right, so you gon' be like Casey Anthony. Look, this is done, the system won.
They gon' riot.
That's dumb, stay calm.
Forget calm, what is this, Vietnam?
We've overcome.
Come from slum.
Once was hung.
Feel a hung, I need a bomb.
Watch your tongue.
Now watch the gun, play Bond.
Hey, dog, where you going with that gun in your hand?
Not guilty was the verdict, disturbance, the feeling in everyone's stomach when they heard it, disturbance to American justice, make me ask, is there really justice, or is it just us? The real point is that Georgia stole a stop, and to not pursue Trayvon because Georgia's not a cop. But George didn't listen, with his hand around his block, he took the law in his own hands and fired off the shot.
Are you following you? Yeah, okay, we don't need you to do that.
Hey, dog. Where you going with that gun in your hand? You gotta tell me now. I say, hey, George. Where you going with that gun? I tell me what you're doing with that gun.
And we're back. Man, I'm gonna fuck that bitch. She ugly as all hell. Payday game?
Yeah. Well, even though it's just the start of it where, you know, randomly you're at some safe house and you go outside and somebody throws you a bag of money. Well, you start off by picking up your gun and then you put some clown mask on or something and then you go outside and somebody throws you a bag of money and they tell you to take the money. And now we're going to see what happens after that, I guess.
Oh, bud.
Yeah, this game's pretty much, you know, you robbing banks. I already knew that much. But, like, you can play this online, too. So you can go rob banks with people.
Hell yeah.
They must have got this idea off of watching Batman when the Joker robbed the bank.
Probably.
Why else are they wearing clown masks in this game?
No idea.
At least in the movie The Town, man, they dressed up like nuns. It's funny we were listening to that song, "Hey George, where are you going with that gun? Here I am running around with a gun." Anyway, may as well play another song.
Yeah, let's go with,
through your eyes, you think we're all the same. Through your eyes, we're all the same.
I'm an optical illusion. Your expectations of me are waiting stone like Medusa, lashing at me, ripping at my mortal being. But your foundation is flimsy, it's fully crumbling. Everything has an end. Now let's pretend that pipe dreams are made of medicine. Make me feel better again. Make me feel better than them until we're all sitting together again. I can't despise the way you capitalize on situations the way that you always seem to. No surprise the way you speak those lines, reassuring and convincing me that I'm somebody too, but I'm not. Think you wouldn't comprehend this insignificant magic deep within inside, but you wouldn't realize if I was looking through your eyes, then I would wanna die.
I thought I told you motherfuckers, bitch, we don't die.